Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your hosts, Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne.
Shooter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
The best guests, the best insight.
Lofton with his team down by two, to the corner, Caputo! No good! And it's over! St. Louis is going dancing!
All backed by over 40 combined years of covering the biggest events in St. Louis sports.
Blues have the puck. Thomas off the wall. Shoots, and it's in. They score! It's the St. Louisan, Pat Maroon. Bring out the Zamboni. Pat Maroon just put the city on his shoulders, and he saved them to the conference finals.
Now, here are Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan KFNS and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino man. Press Box. We have the swap here. Andy, Chuck, Martin, Frank.
Wait,
we're here
minute.
Till 12 o'clock.
Chuck. That's what the Viet Cong used to call people.
What?
Chuck.
The who?
Chuck.
Charlotte, you're looking very stylish today. You have a Mizzen Main shirt on.
Yes, absolutely. The only thing I wear is Mizzen Main.
Andy, and he's got the gray slacks on. You said he looks like a...
He looked like a third grade principal today. You know, like it's back to school.
He's out greeting the kids in the driveway.
He should be something like that. Yeah, I mean,
I have to say, he cleans up nice.
No, he does.
He's good.
Looks really, really good. And
pulled up in his new Porsche, Andy.
It's not new. It's not new. In fact, he's got the windshield on there from like a
You got about
Chrysler
1,300. You know where I park it, Mark. You know that when we go to a remote, I park a mile away.
Mm-hmm. And you should. And
it's I don't want door dings.
My wife hates parking with me because I circle around until I find the right spot.
That's
because
right.
There's certain cars. There's a spot. I'm like, no, that car next to us will slam their door. Look at
that's
those
right.
Users. You can see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
I need a side camera.
But Charlie needs he needs caller ID just to get into the station.
Oh,
I mean, this guy
quiet.
Is just.
This
I mean,
one place you think you would not get door dings is at Plaza Frontenac. These rich old ladies would just blow them, get out. Mm-hmm. And they won't even say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there's usually not a whole lot of spaces there either.
No, they build the parking lots, the old ones, real bad.
Mm.
Real bad. And that's where I park.
You see how he tried to act like he shops at Plaza Frontenac? He wanted to throw that
I do shop
in
at
there.
Plaza Frontenac.
That's what he
Frank, would you
away.
Tell him where you get Mizzen Main? Would you tell him, please? And slacks. And shoes. Everything I got on is for Plaza Frontenac. By the way, Humpty
Dumpty. You buy shoes at Plaza Frontenac?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Plaza Motors. I'm sorry.
No.
I thought you were buying clothing.
No, no, no,
I thought we were talking motors.
No. Well, Chuck, you got to be thrilled that this soccer's coming, and it's going to build the stadium in the city with these owners that are trying to put a heavy accent on trying to infiltrate soccer in the city and getting more students from the city playing the game.
I'm glad you guys interviewed Lewis Reed. He said what was supposed to be said. You got different communities that say, it's not going to help us. Lewis Reed said this is going to help all of St. Louis. You may have money for more policemen. There's a lot of things. Education. There's a lot of things this soccer situation is going to help. And I'm so happy for the city of St. Louis. Usually, I'm negative on things like this. But I think this is wonderful.
No, it's great. I mean, everybody's a big-time soccer fan now, too, which is great.
Well, I'm not that.
We're happy
that's
a shot.
That. We're happy about that because, you know, collectively in this room, we couldn't name three people in the league.
That's fair.
St. Louis has got to be the only city, though. And, I don't want to be negative either, but
I want to be negative, too.
Who doesn't have a stadium that's on the water? Like, any other city that has a big body of water has a stadium that is on the water. Why don't we have anything that's built on the water here in St. Louis?
Well, they tried. The football.
Yeah, I know, but we're the only ones that
next to the motorcycle bar.
Every other major city with a big body of water has a stadium that's on the water except St. Louis.
My biggest complaint, my biggest worry is the average attendance around the league is about 21,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50,000 in Atlanta.
52.
My biggest worry is year two, three, where we have that many participants because it's during baseball season.
Don't worry about years two and three. I mean, this thing will still... St. Louis loves things that are new, and people love to go to the hot spot. You know, people like to be seen. They like to go to the, you know, to whatever is the hot thing at the time. That's like, you know, like why Martin was showing up to Stanley Cup playoff games, right? It was a big deal, right? And he was going to the playoff games. So, you know, soccer will be no different. People are going to show up to the soccer games because
but,
it's the big thing.
In year three... can they fill a 24,000-seat stadium if they have two really brutal years in a row?
But you got the Bosnian community.
Yeah.
The African community, not Afro-American community, because mm-hmm. that's a slight difference, mm-hmm. Asian and Spanish community. So you've got that to pull from.
I just think it's going to be a different crowd than we've seen at
right.
Blues, Cardinals, anything yeah. we've ever had, football.
And the ladies are going to be beautiful.
Yeah, because all they do is they cheer and they sing and they yell and everybody's right. young and they mm-hmm. wear their scarves. I mean, it's going to be a whole different thing.
It's a different experience. And I think people are going to realize that when they go to these games, that it's not the same experience that you're going to have if you go to a Cardinal or a Blues game. But eventually it's going to come down to fans of the actual team are going to be the ones that are going on a regular basis. You're not going to see that early on. I don't want to say the soccer's are going to be secondary, but it's going to be an event. But when you get to year 3 and 4, those are going to be the fans who actually know the players on the team and are going there to see the team win or match up against a quality opponent.
Who's
going
to be the
game.
Strick of soccer that lets us know when it's okay Ooh. To root for the team, when we're allowed to be
yeah.
soccer
Martin,
fans?
If you ever
well, I mean, McDermott's
guys?
Not.
McDermott's
a,
but he's not a
McDermott.
Snob like Charlie.
Yeah.
Or like Strick.
You're right. He's kind of he wants everybody
it's
involved.
It's inclusive. He won't be like, okay, get your scarves. I see. Still got the price tag on them.
So who is this?
I have
soccer
a scarf,
equivalent?
Actually.
The soccer snob that will say, let's just get rid of these folks and get the diehards
yeah.
in here.
There's a lot of them, actually. Listen, I know a lot of people that are just big-time soccer fans that follow it religiously and, you know, are gonna they're all in with this soccer thing happening.
Like, do you know how many teams are in the league?
We should have a quiz right now.
How many teams are in the league? You're asking me?
Yeah.
Is it 12?
Well, right now you've added the 28th is St. Louis. The 27th, I believe, is Miami. Austin's coming in, which is 26. Nashville hasn't started yet, so I think we're at 25 right now. We're at 24 with four pending. Mm-hmm.
That's correct, yes.
24 with four pending.
All right, now do you know how many games they play?
I'm going to say they play...
Total regular season games.
57 games.
Good. Take a stab.
40.
It's under 40. 38?
34.
Okay, we need this, actually.
This is good.
We
this
need
is
some
helpful.
Soccer education.
Okay, yeah.
You're a diehard MLS fan listening right now.
Give me another one.
You jackasses.
You know when the season starts, what month?
I'm going to say November or October. Or spring.
No, it's during baseball season.
Are you not allowed in the stadium, pal?
Is it during baseball season?
Go ahead, take a shot. What
baseball.
Month?
May.
March.
March, very good.
March.
And when the playoffs start, what
Wait
month?
A minute, I said the same thing. Wait
when
a minute.
The playoffs
I said
start,
baseball
it's a 34-game season. How many games do they play a week, typically?
One, maybe two.
That's kind of like a football schedule.
And we need a rivalry.
Playoffs are in October.
Oh, playoffs are in October.
Yeah, see, that's why.
And then the MLS will say, we need to get back to October. Our fans want to be playing in October.
Right. Now, Martin, who is the DeWitt apologist, will not agree with me on this. I do think that if you were to get the DeWitts on a lie detector with nobody watching their answer.
They're not happy about this?
Yeah, that they're not wild about it. And look, I know the Cardinals are in a different stratosphere, mm-hmm. but you bring in this hot team, and everybody's crazy about it. And let's just say the Cardinals are playoffless 6 or 7 years in a row.
Yeah.
There's, you know, there's only so much money people can spend.
That's
you know,
right.
The Cardinals are a hot team, but the reality is if you don't win, you're no longer the hot team. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, baseball is so – see, for years and years and years, the Cardinals were the hot team and baseball was the hot sport. It was a winning combination. Now you have the Cardinals being the hot team, but baseball isn't the hot sport. So if they're not winning – that's going to be a challenge, especially if you have
how many baseball
another,
games
another
have you attended
for a
this year?
Sports fan.
How many baseball games?
I've been to a handful.
Me too.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy? Did you
how
stay for the entire
did
game?
Did you enjoy?
You know, sometimes I stay for the whole game. Sometimes I don't stay for the whole game. Just kind of all.
Was
depends.
It a chore?
Sometimes
to stay
I look
for
through the fence.
Now, when you go, do you bring your phone and your Wikipedia? Now, who is Bryce Harper?
I love.
How about Bryce last
Harper,
night?
I mean, that was one of the best home run trots I've seen in a long time. It was
a
hell
cool.
of a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Those uniforms are unbelievable that the Phillies were wearing last night. I
was
mean,
it
this reminded
ones?
Me of you know Mike Schmidt and company. So that was cool to see. And, of course, it helped the Cardinals. So now everybody's excited about that. I mean, listen, you guys are wearing me out with the Cardinals, by the way. I mean, each time we come on the slop, they're in first place. They're four games out. Now they're back in first place. I mean, it's just giving me ADD real quick here. I can't handle it.
I think you have ADD already. But to Frank's question, I would just like to say we welcome the MLS. And for all of you young folks that want to live downtown and be near the energy of the soccer, you should come live at One Cardinal Way. Right down the street.
Oh.
Nice little walk.
You sound like
cut.
A guy getting
He's
green seats here.
What better? You could probably see this beautiful MLS stadium from about the 20th floor of One Cardinal Way.
Mm. Oh,
62
okay.
cards.
The penthouse has a great
the realtor.
View.
Right, speaking of the Cardinals, just another typical performance by their offense last night. Mm. Two hits, no hit again for the first five innings.
15 strikeouts.
Unbelievable. It's just, it's one of the worst offenses.
And it was Michael Wacha who was pitching you. You ruined one of his performances?
All right, Frank. Martin, okay, here, thank you.
All right, hold on. We're going to give credit, and then we're going to ask Frank to get on the lie detector. So yesterday, nobody was too excited about seeing Wacha start another game. He's been really bad, got hammered by the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. They don't have any other choice. They roll him out there, in part because he has great numbers against the Reds, great numbers in their stadium. They said, what do you think? And I said, I don't know. I don't feel that good. Frank said, I think he'll give you five innings and two runs. I'm like, boy, that's overly optimistic. So in the fifth inning, the Reds have the bases loaded, and I texted Frank, are you looking for them to get out of this inning, keep the shutout intact, or is part of you saying, boy, if he would just give up two, I nailed the prediction. I don't know if he put himself on the lie detector. You would have been happy if they got out of the inning with no runs, but you felt pretty good.
Yeah,
didn't you?
I'd rather be correct.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, for giving up two in the fifth.
So do you feel differently about the Cardinals today than you did a week ago? Because everyone was all angry about the trade deadline and just, you know, the ceiling was caving in.
It's because there's more evidence that the division is so bad and Chicago is so horrible on the road that you just hang around and play nearly 500, you're going to be into the final week. No way Chicago is running away and hiding. That is over. This thing's going down to the wire. As mediocre as the Cardinals are, they're going to be in it to the end.
And Milwaukee doesn't look like the same team they were 2 years ago. And that great relief pitcher, Hader, he's not the same guy, and the Cardinals can never hit him. So it is wide open. But it's the same old Cardinals. You don't know who's going to win it. They just throw a rock up in the air. Whoever it hits, they'll win the division.
Rock up in the air.
Every week.
Bring raisins also.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Mike Schultz was a raisin last year. What is he now that they're tied for first?
Prune!
Not a raisin anymore. Yeah,
we've gotten two suggestions for who could be the Andy Strickland equivalent of the soccer snob.
Okay, let's see, because it's not McDermott.
We have two different people saying the same person. Producer Joe could be the soccer
Strick. Yes, that's it.
I think Pelosi signed up for the soccer snob job.
That is perfect.
I'll be there for their first game with a scarf on,
with the price tag, so you can return it the next day.
And I'll be and I'll be Wikipedia and who's on the team, who they're playing against. Like, who's the biggest star in the MLS? Is it the one guy? Zidane?
Yeah. No, the kid on the Galaxy.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. I think it is.
That's Bill McDermott's favorite player.
Yep. Really? Okay, let's go.
Bill McDermott rolled off like five of those guys.
He could name the best 14-year-old that's playing currently in Chile.
It was crazy.
Okay, let me ask you.
Pronounce the names. Yes. Like
the MLS is the equivalent to what?
Well,
are we talking AA baseball?
Triple A.
AAA. I think it's.
I mean, there's a couple of leagues in Europe that are better. I mean, the Premier League is obviously number
one.
You
mean in terms of soccer greatness?
I'm talking
greatness.
About in terms of skill level.
Where does it measure up to the level of play?
I mean, I don't want to say what I think because I think it might, but I would say it's better than the Gateway Grizzlies, but it's mainly for talented players who choose not to be a bench player in a secondary. I mean, I think it's a third rate soccer.
What's the highest paid player making?
I'm sorry.
Well, they got Rooney to come over here.
What's the league minimum? We need to know this type of
thing. You get Rooney, you get Ibrahimovic. You
get Beckham for a while.
He's still a talented player, but he burned every bridge he was at. And so his only option was MLS. Mm-hmm. And you have Rooney, who's had a great, great career, but he's almost 35 or 40.
He's from England.
So you have guys that are Beckham. You know, if you didn't get a resurgence from him, which they didn't, I mean, he didn't really do too much on the Galaxy. I mean,
some of these big time stars from over in Europe.
Landon Donovan was legit.
When their career starts to dwindle down, they can come over here and
make some good
money.
And it's good for the MLS to get
and
publicity.
Sell some tickets for these individual teams.
But as far as talent is concerned, it's hard to judge that from the European League.
Who is the best player right now on the planet that is from St. Louis or has St. Louis ties?
Well, the kid Sargent that's young.
He's on the national team.
That
Josh Sargent.
Need to have here.
Well, he won't come here because he'll make bigger money.
Yeah, he'll make $200 million.
Now the big time soccer leagues have some of the most.
Eventually, if he, exceeds that. Yeah.
Frank, now the big time soccer leagues, they've got their players are paid more than NBA players and Major League Baseball players.
Well, the star players.
Yeah, the star, the big boy.
Wait a minute. They're making 40
more
million?
Some of them are making, if you look on the Forbes list, they're making more money than some of the NBA players.
With Cristiano Ronaldo's endorsement deals, he makes $80 million a year, I think, something like that.
I don't think anybody can make more than Chris Paul.
Even his soccer salary. just his salary alone, he's probably making 30, 35.
Yeah, look at the Forbes. Look at the Forbes list. I guarantee you, they're making more than most American players.
Yeah. In terms of this is interesting too. It's like, would you agree that, you know, players in almost every sport now are better than players were like 30 or 40 years ago?
Oh, for sure.
Like, especially like basketball, like Bob Cousy trying to guard some of these players.
Remember Ed McCauley, you had him all 1 year. Yeah, exactly. What did he say? He said, Frank, I wouldn't even get a uniform now.
Yeah. He also said, though, if Bob Pettit were playing today, then he would look like Karl Malone, though.
Right. A guy like Bob Pettit could still play.
But so I was with Pat McBride and Al Trost yesterday, the two greatest soccer players ever from St. Louis, National Hall of Famers. And I asked Pat, who's really a humble guy, could you play in today's game? He goes, yeah. Because it's an accent on skill level. He says, my skill level was as good. Soccer is like one of the few sports where you can kind of go decades back. Mm-hmm. And he also said, he goes, and Pele was the best player in the world then. He'd be the best player in the world now.
Yep. Listen, I love international soccer. And listen, this is the first year my daughter is playing Slice of Soccer. And so
they play what?
Slice of.
I thought you were like talking like
slice
a
slice. Oh, yeah, I was like, dang.
Like so, orange slices so, for everyone.
Listen, We're at you know, Lufu Soccer. We're there 3-4 times a week now. I mean, we're there all the time. So soccer now is, you know,
get ready for her ACL injury.
Here it is.
And, oh my God, don't say that, please. I mean, that is one of the worst things you could ever.
It's just I know every girl.
I know they have ACLs.
They all have ACLs, but between like 14 and 18. Yeah, Dr. Rick was talking about the other day.
They get concussions too. You're not allowed to head the ball apparently in youth soccer.
Well, especially at that age, yeah.
According to Forbes, the top paid athletes in the world, the top three are all soccer players. Yeah. Messi, Ronaldo, and Neymar.
What do they make per year?
I've got to look it up. And the fourth highest paid is a boxer, Alvarez.
Really?
The highest paid American player in any sport is Russell Wilson.
Is that 40, right? 40 is million? New deal?
Mm-hmm, but it's a new deal. LeBron is number 8. Number 7 is Aaron Rodgers. It's according to Forbes.
By the way, I was promising Aaron Rodgers to our viewers last night on Fox 2, Packers preseason football, because he was going to play in game 2, which is sort of weird. So we're mentioning it, and we ran a clip of him at like 5. Hey, tune in tonight to see Aaron Rodgers. The game begins. He's standing on the sideline. He had a little back tightness, so I apologize.
Boy.
He was not able to suit up last night.
Uh-oh. Ronaldo makes $31 million a year.
Messi makes $127 million a year.
That includes $35 million in the dark.
You know, the reality is, a lot of people grew up playing soccer. I grew up playing soccer. I played for White Star, which is a select team back in the day.
Played
at Soccer House. I even brought a picture.
That sunflower
let me see the picture. He did take a picture.
Let me see. Is that you? Yes. You as big as a man. What you got your hands on the hips like a little girl for?
That's what they tell you.
I wore the
wristband.
I think Strick looks a little pudgy as a kid. I'm not going to lie.
He looks like Porky Pig.
Yeah, so it's like 8 years old.
The highest paid player on MLS is Ibrahimovic at $7 million.
California?
He's LA Galaxy.
Yeah, he's LA Galaxy. There's no way you can tell top performers, hey, give up $100 million and come play in America.
No.
That's why it never will reach even close to the stratosphere of what international soccer.
But does anybody in St. Louis, and I'm sure there are a few, think it's a bad thing to add an MLS stadium, to have construction jobs, to put it?
Nothing negative.
Is there anything negative about it?
The only negative, and it's not even a negative, I would like to see a stadium on the water. I think that would be, you know, something that...
But not everyone. Like, L.A. doesn't have that. New York doesn't have that. Not every... Now, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati do.
The only problem with that is it would eliminate one of the great restaurants in town, Al's.
Frank just...
We would have lost Al's if we would have had that football stadium.
I agree. I mean, it would
San
be...
San
Francisco does, but not everybody. Seattle doesn't. Milwaukee doesn't. Minneapolis doesn't. Not every city has it on the
water. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are perfect examples.
Talk to your staff.
I'm going to say everybody does.
Perfect.
D.C. doesn't.
I'm going to say everybody does except St. Louis.
Everybody does.
Well, look at our river, too. What would you put it at?
Soldier Field, there you go.
In downtown on St. Louis Riverfront. We were going to put the Rams hanging over the side next to a damn motorcycle bar. We don't have anywhere to put it downtown.
Wouldn't they have, like, knocked all that stuff out?
Not the motorcycle bar.
Really?
But why, you know, when all this talk was going on, when they were trying to save the Rams and they were going to, you know, build that multi-purpose facility and it was on the water, what led to us getting away from there and not going following through with the stadium, even if it was just a soccer stadium?
Can you imagine Kroenke? Look, they want to put me on the river.
I think there's an
different
appeal.
People are involved
also think,
now.
I think there's also the appeal. First of all, that land is undeveloped land that the state owns that they're going to take over there by Union Station. But I think they like the idea of Market Street, the Arch, They redid Keener, and then you have Enterprise, Union Station. I think
Ferris
they like.
Wheel, the
I think
aquarium.
They kind of like that corridor to kind of all connect.
You know, they said that it's that development. If you put all those things that Martin just mentioned together, $7 billion.
And then one Cardinal Way at the other end, you can stay there and live there.
I will give. I do want to give a shout out to the people who were involved with bringing this here. These are people who are really passionate. I know we joke around about it. You guys had developed, you know, a manufactured passion for soccer over the course of the last few weeks.
Wow.
But these are real soccer
That's
people.
On the heels of my manufactured hockey passion. I mean,
they were out to bring soccer to St. Louis. And this was a long process.
So
they worked really hard to make this happen. So I'll give Kavanaugh and, you know, Kendall Betts. I mean, these people, in all seriousness, man, they deserve the utmost
respect. How
about respect.
This, too? This will be one of the few ownerships where, like, if you look at the Kavanaugh faction and all, that they all played.
Right,
they're all like
right.
all Americans. They're
mean.
All professionals.
Real
all
soccer
all
people,
state.
Real
all
soccer.
From the same area.
Yeah.
I mean, that worldwide technology crew, they're all just former great soccer
so
players.
So this place is going to be near where Harry's is.
Yes. Was.
So it's going to be safety. And people never think about this. The FBI headquarters with the old Boulevard Mercedes-Benz is right there. And they've got cameras all over that area, so it's going to be pretty safe downtown.
Well,
and people never bring that up.
I don't worry about the safety. I mean, listen.
Well,
I,
you got to worry about safety.
I don't feel unsafe going to a Blues game. I don't feel unsafe going to a Cardinal game.
Somebody slap you on the top of your head, will.
Well, has anybody felt unsafe going to a Cardinal game?
I'll tell you what I've felt unsafe.
I do.
Leaving
really?
Blues games, and if you park 3 to 4 blocks to the north
Thank
of Enterprise Center.
Thank you.
There's and even some of those parks across the street
yes.
need to be better lit at night.
Well, there was
better
a couple
patrolled.
Years ago
yes.
during the playoffs a couple years ago, they had us actually park right across the street.
Yeah.
And I remember walking over there after a game. I mean, and this is late.
Well, you stayed really late doing some research at that ice bar downstairs.
And well after our post-game show, I mean, it's late. And
a lot of research with Banger.
There was a guy following me to my car, but I had to channel my inner Creef Court.
Did you run?
Just kind of be, I was ready to throw down if necessary.
Meat mug.
If you look at any sporting event downtown, the police are all stationed in front of the stadium, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But like Martin says, when you go down these little artery streets, there's nothing there. You're on your own. And that's what's bad.
But if Andy, being a former shutdown corner, should he ever be concerned, Chuck, if somebody approaches
him? He can't jump over a pizza box. What do you mean, shutdown corner?
First of all, I utilize my 4.7 speed. I could probably still 4-7 run a 4.7
speed.
Right
Can
now.
You
imagine?
Okay. These brothers are low running, man. Come on.
I could probably still run a 4.7, maybe a 4.8.
Let's take our 4.7 break speed. Of the day, our opening segment, brought to you by our good friends at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Remember, it's race week, August 24th, the Bomarito 500. The best cars in the world will be at that track. Be sure to go to their website and get tickets for the big event. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.